Welcome to the Marissa Morrison Show, where you'll discover your inner power to create the life you desire. I'm Marissa, and I began my business as a 19-year-old single mom, broke, and in college. Today, I run a seven-figure business that teaches entrepreneurs how they can have it all without the frustration and overwhelm. Abundance, peace, joy, and overflowing love are available to you. And I'm here to show you the way to a richer, more vibrant life that radiates into your business, bringing you higher profits and profound fulfillment. You see, when you connect with the miracle that is you, you become an unstoppable force that doesn't need to push for success. Consider this an invitation to step into a new world of possibilities, empowering perspectives, and radical breakthroughs. Buckle up and get ready to see the world around you in an entirely new light. This is your life, and you don't need to wait to experience your dreams. It all starts now. As you may or may not know, I am currently on maternity leave. I feel like if you've been around here for a while, you definitely know that I am. And I just want to say thank you so much to each and every single one of you that have reached out with messages of love and support. It really means the absolute world to me, and it has been a joy to be with you throughout this past year. It's crazy that we will soon be coming up to a year before we know it, that this podcast has been active and live, and I have just cherished each and every single conversation that we have had. Now, we're doing something a little special for the time that I am away. What we're doing is bringing in the most popular episodes to date to encourage you, to inspire and motivate you. Some of these episodes, many of you actually replayed more than once. So what that tells me is that if you're new around here, you need to hear these. They are going to empower you in your life and in your business, and you are going to feel so much clarity on building your business, being productive, increasing your revenue, and gaining massive momentum, all right? So buckle up for the next few weeks. You are in for a real treat. I hope you enjoy, and I cannot wait to be back with you again soon. This one simple shift has the power to transform your entire life. I'm talking your health, your relationships, and your profits. If you want more abundance in your life, this is the number one shift that you need to make today in order to manifest the things you desire most. And I think we all can agree that it's nice to manifest things in the 3D form. Like if you want a beautiful home that is the dream home, of course, it is so exciting to see that come into form and to live in that home, just as I do today on our 60-acre property. This was a dream for a long time, and it's so thrilling to be here. But I can tell you, after manifesting wealth in my life, I was still stuck with me. And so no matter what we do, we're always experiencing ourselves. And in that point of consciousness, our reality is always reflecting back to us, ourselves. And so if you want to manifest your dreams, and if you want to do it fast, who you are and the energy that you are is going to be what you manifest. So what is this simple shift? My friend, it is in the way in which you direct your thoughts, specifically in what you want versus what you don't want. And in our society, we have a don't want asitis. You know, it's like a disease that has crept into our minds and it is creating misery. But the bridge from misery to happiness is gratitude. Truly, this one shift will transform your life. And here's why. Thoughts are things. They are literally what you are attracting to you. And the more thoughts that you have of one kind, the more of that same kind that you will attract. And this is true, like I said, in your relationships, your health, and your wealth. So if we look at a relationship, if you are desiring that your partner or your spouse, loved one, gives you more physical attention, perhaps acknowledges the things that you're doing. But you may say, I desire this. But if you are focusing on the lack of attention And the lack of appreciation, you are focusing on what you don't want. And when your focus is there, that is where your energy is, which means that you are going to attract more of that to you. So you will start to have more thoughts like that. In neuroscience, we know that in the brain, there's something called a reticular activating system. And this is responsible for pattern recognition. And so when we are choosing a pattern of thought, so for example, in the example with a partner or a spouse, loved one, if we are dissatisfied with the lack of attention, we are then attracting to us and looking for, even on a subconscious level, we are looking for the things that we are dissatisfied with. Same thing with your finances. If you say, I want to manifest $1 million, but your mind is full of doubt and worry and anxiety whenever you look at the bank account and you're questioning your offer if you should charge a certain price point, well, then guess what? Your energy is going to attract to you more doubt and more worry. You're going to start to find more proof of why this is true. And so manifesting abundance begins with your thoughts. Manifesting a loving relationship begins with your thoughts. And manifesting a healthy body certainly begins with your thoughts. And so digging into this deeper, this idea of gratitude, gratitude is the frequency of receivership. If you want more in your life, beginning with focusing on what you do want is the beginning. And it's not just what you want, it's also what you have. And the lower on the spectrum, the better. And so what I mean by this is sometimes we can be grateful for our house, grateful for our car, grateful for our family, right? These are obvious things. But what about the breath in your lungs? What about the blood coursing through your veins? And what about the wind that blows through the leaves? That is something to be grateful for, because that is the experience of life. It is what is allowing you to be grateful that you are able to contemplate thoughts, to be grateful that you have free will of thought, to be grateful for the flower that blooms simply so you can see it and smell it. This is the type of gratitude that I'm referencing today. And so when you are going throughout your day today, I want to encourage you to start to see all the things around you that you can be grateful for. And I'm talking about when you get in the car in your mind, thank you for the gas that gets me from point A to point B. Thank you for this car. You're driving and you can see the road. Awesome. Thank you for light. Thank you for roads. You know, just bringing your mind to the gratitude. That is the signature of abundance, is in your mind saying, yes, this is what I desire most. And so when it comes to happiness and joy and loving relationships and profits, gratitude is your key. Gratitude is your power. Because if you think about it, whenever you're grateful, it's really hard to be dissatisfied. It's really hard to be upset at someone because you've shifted your energy. You know, even in traumas and setbacks, you can still be thankful for those experiences. You know, last year when I had my miscarriage, of course I went through the grieving process. But once that timing was done, I was then able to shift into a new narrative. And part of that was gratitude. I made a list of 20 different reasons that I was thankful for the miscarriage. And this was a part of my healing, but also my energy was able to shift. A lot of times when we're in misery, when we are upset about things, we're not able to see the possibilities. We're not able to actually think clearly. And a lot of this is because when we're thinking about what we don't want and it is a threat to us. So for example, this comes up a lot in finances. Your finances can feel like a threat to your well-being. For the majority of society, it is so. And the number one way to shift this is, of course, gratitude. But money, for many people, is one of the number one causes of anxiety and stress. And we all know how stress affects the body. It is detrimental to our health. And so whenever we are in this state of discontent and gratitude is nowhere to be seen, and we're focusing on the things that we don't want, we are actually biologically experiencing a blood flow away from our brain. It's being sent to our organs and our limbs so that we can fight and run and go, because there is a problem and we are in danger. We are facing a threat. And so we need to do something about it. And that is our body's response. Our heart rate increases, our breathing increases, the biorhythm of the body shifts, and it is no longer an abundant signature. And it's not just energy. This is science and how the brain functions. The brain is able to have the 30,000 foot view and see the full picture and plan and have creativity and imagination and amazing ideas of service and impact when we are in a state of gratitude, because we are allowing our brain to function more in harmony. And in gratitude, our brain has more of the resources it needs to have clear, concise, loving thoughts that are full of possibility, full of problem solving. Because whenever we're focusing on what we don't want, we're focusing on the problem. When we're focusing on what we do want and all that we're grateful for, we're going to start to attract to us more ideas on how to be more grateful, how to bring more things into our life to be grateful for. We're looking at the good, and within the good is always going to be an impact. Hey you, have you ever followed a strategy for business growth only to feel stuck? I get it. If you don't know my story, you should, because I haven't always had the success I have today. I had only once dreamed of photographing the fashion, designs, and people I'm paid to photograph today. I come from humble beginnings. I began my career as a 19-year-old single mom, broke and in college. I made a lot of guesses and mistakes along the way. I struggled for years to attract clients that would pay higher prices and dreamed of photographing high-end fashion, designs, and stunning venues. I wanted more. So I became obsessed with figuring out how, and I did. I created a process that changed everything. And since 2015, this process has been proven and tested by hundreds of photographers just like you. It works. I've refined it over the years, and I've decided to teach it to you for free. Yep, for free. I've taken the past 15 years of experience and I've boiled it down into one training. I'm calling it the 4 Secrets to Your Wildly Profitable Photography Business. And for a limited time, it's available to you for free. Get in there and access all of the gold, because if you are ready to stand out from the crowd, book dream clients with predictability and scale to 10,000 to 25,000K months, click the link in the description. Because it won't be available for long. And I'll see you in class. And so wherever you are right now, I want to invite you into a moment of presence with me. Just take a deep breath in and out. And let's do one more. And out. Very good. And I want you in your mind to, for a moment, to think about at least one person you're grateful for. Go ahead and let their faces come into mind. And as I'm speaking, start to think about one thing that you are so thankful for them today. It could be the essence of who they are. It could be an action they did in the last week. It could be a loving memory that you have. And just have that come to mind. And now I want you to feel the emotion of that. Allow that to fill your body. Can you feel it? Okay, awesome. Now we're going to move on into your health. We're going to think about your body for a moment, and not the expectation that it looks a certain way, okay? Not the expectation that it looks old or young or, you know, big or small. We're thinking about simply the fact that it allows us to experience the three-dimensional form, that our soul is within our body, and that this vessel is allowing us to perceive life here on this planet. So just being thankful, allow your body to feel that gratitude. Let it just fill your mind. I get to be here, and my body is the vessel. It doesn't matter if you're struggling with disease or dysfunction in the body. We're going to, again, just like I said before, we're going to release the things that we are not happy about. And we're only going to focus on the things that we are thankful for. And so when it comes to your body, focusing on the simple fact that you are here now, just let yourself feel that. Now, in this thankfulness for your body, I want you quickly to just see your entire life as far back as you can remember. Go back to the very beginning and move on through your adolescence, move on up until your teenage years. I want you to see the people that raised you, see the people who contributed to your life, close friendships, see the graduating high school, see your college or whatever you did in your 20s, and wherever you are right now, if you've had children, if you've gotten married, whatever beautiful, thankful experiences you've had, even the smallest experiences, and recognize the fact that you are still here now. You've made it through all of it, and you're still here to tell the story. Can you feel in your body a sense of gratitude that you did it, that you've made it to this side, that you still have so much beauty ahead of you, that there is so much possibility waiting for you? It's available to you. And all that it's asking is that you just say thank you for getting you here. Can you feel that? Now let's think about wealth. I want you to, wherever your bank account is right now, in your mind, I want you to see, even if you're driving, we all have an imagination and we can all work through and just kind of walk along this journey. I want you to see $1 million check in someone's hand. And there is light surrounding this check. And this check is handed over to you. And you take this check with joy and you hold it to your heart. And light fills your body and everything around you. And you are able to feel this gratitude. Now, I want you to think about where your bank account is now. And in this, gain a sense of responsibility and awareness that your bank account is a reflection of the past. The bank account is not a reflection of what's possible and what you're capable of. It is only a reflection of what was. And so we can let that go because today you are tuning into the frequency of gratitude. And so what that means is that it's like a blank slate. Whatever's in your bank account today is not who you are moving into. You moving into gratitude means that there is no limit to the possibility. It means that you are going to get new ideas to serve others. It means that you are going to start to see money as love because you are loving others with impact and that love is given back to you. And what feels good to give feels good to receive. Can you just feel that possibility? Let it just fill your mind. It doesn't matter what beliefs you have about yourself. If it's not being good enough or not being worthy, that's focusing on the things we don't want. So we're going to shift that to positive thoughts about ourselves, things that we are thankful for. Like, for example, a functioning mind, a clear mind, an intelligent mind. And even if you don't believe that your mind is intelligent, just shift it right now into that. My mind has the capability of being intelligent. I am becoming more intelligent day by day. I am given the resources to have amazing ideas. I simply open up to receive ideas. I trust that I don't have to do anything but simply be grateful and those ideas will come. Now, this is deep work and some of this may have challenged you. But after you move on from this episode today, I want to encourage you to draw upon your awareness. Be the observer of your life. When you're in the present moment, you are able to observe. Whenever you are outside of the present moment, you are thinking about things that are not you. So when you're thinking of fear of the future or regret or anger for the past, these are all illusions of the brain. And it is not you. And it's not a real reality that you are in right now. And what serves you most is to be in the present moment, to observe and acknowledge all the blessings, no matter how small they are. And one way to be present is to simply focus on your breath, to feel your heartbeat. And as you do so, be thankful that you have the opportunity to breathe, to have a heartbeat, to think. And those are the only things you need to manifest your dreams, because your ability to think is your power. It is how you rewire your subconscious. It is how you heal the past. And surrendering thoughts, sometimes not thinking and simply being present, is also your power. And so choosing presence and gratitude is your power. It is your free will, because what comes next in your life will be a mirror of the energy that you choose from this day forward. And I want to encourage you to make that small shift of focusing on what you don't want to what you do want, from what is frustrating you and what's not working to what is working and what you do have in front of you. If you have a bed to sleep in, that's something to be thankful for. So tuning in to the frequency of gratitude sets you up to receive. It goes in alignment with the verse, "To whom much is given, much is expected." And when you are given much, much gratitude is expected to maintain all of that that you have been given and to receive more. Because my friend, wherever you are, you deserve it all. You are it all. And the more that you connect with this truth, the more that you will attract. I am certainly thankful for you and my opportunity to be in your life. And I want to encourage you to know that you are on the right path. Today is a new day and a new opportunity, and everything starts now. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be full of gratitude? Are you going to be in receivership? I can see you now filling up your heart with gratitude. And I can see you smiling. I can see you having more hugs, more laughter. I can see you marveling at the small things and seeing the miracle of life right before your eyes. You don't want to wait until one day looking back and thinking, "I wish I would have realized how good I had it. I wish I would have realized how wonderful life was, but instead I was focusing on all the negative." There's so much more good. There's so much more to be thankful for. And if you want more good in your life, it all starts with your gratitude. All right? Now, if you are grateful for this podcast and this episode, do me a favor and leave a review and give this podcast 5 stars so that you can help spread the love and the light to others. Until next time, I am sending you my love. I'm so proud of you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Here we are again at the conclusion of another episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug and I want you to know I am so proud of you for staying committed to your dreams. It's all possible, and it begins with you. If you'd like to discover more support, visit marissamorrison.net, where I have created opportunities for you to connect, expand, and to evolve into your greatest potential. Until next time, friend, I'm thinking of you and sending you all my love.